What's up, guys? This is your host, Courtney, and you are now tuned into the Social Occasion Presents, the Occasionally Social Podcast, where women of color get to discuss motherhood, relationships, dating, and most importantly, self-improvement. And if that's something that you would like to hear, then let's get social. Are you someone that struggles at saying no? Or maybe you take on too much that you really can't handle? Well, today we will be talking about setting boundaries. So welcome back. I'm your host, Courtney. And if you're new here, welcome to the Occasionally Social Podcast. And in today's episode, Setting Boundaries, we will be discussing a topic that's most overlooked, but it's also important for our mental health and our well-being. And because now we're going into the month of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month, we will be discussing topics throughout the month that kind of cater to mental health and self-care. So what are boundaries? Myself have been working on this for a while, so it's a work in progress. I feel like before getting into the topic, I feel like I am admitting it that I could some kind of be a people pleaser. And I just started realizing that once I got into my 30s, that looking back, that I did a whole lot of stuff that pleased the other person or pleased coworkers, pleased employers, pleased friends, pleased family members, all of that. And I feel like in my 30s, now that I'm starting to be in my 30s, 33, I'm starting to start saying, no, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do that. And I'm vocalizing it more. So that's something that I have been working on, because setting boundaries has been so hard for me, because I care about how others feel. And not to say that if you have boundaries, you don't care. It's just that I think of, even if it's something where I'm trying to text somebody that, okay, I'm not feeling like how you're talking to me is how I want to be talked to, I kind of feel like I sugarcoat it and try to say it in a nice way, and I might put an LOL at the end of that sentence. I don't know if anybody else relates. Majority of the time, I'm not LOLing, okay? I'm just trying to sweeten or soften the blow when I should not be doing that. So today, we're going to just discuss about, the setting boundaries. So what are boundaries? Boundaries are guidelines we set for ourselves in order to create healthy relationships and protect our own well-being. And this can be in physical boundaries as far as personal space. This can be as far as emotional boundaries, which would be not letting people talk to you any kind of way, disrespecting your feelings, even with mental boundaries, with not taking on more than you can actually handle. So why is it important to set these boundaries? Well, if we don't set the boundaries, we're more likely to become stressed, we'll have anxiety and burnout. And like my last episode, mom burnout, I am experiencing that because I take on a lot and don't try to delegate to others things, or I'm taking on too much that I shouldn't be taking on. And so this is really true for me. It stresses me out, trying to, be nice to everyone. And what about myself? Am I being nice to myself at this moment? No, I'm not. It can also lead to feeling like our needs and our feelings aren't being respected, which can be damaging to your self-esteem and your confidence. And this can be a confidence killer, because if people look at you as that they can run over you, they're not going to take you serious. And that's one thing that we cannot let happen. On the other hand, setting and enforcing boundaries can lead to improved relationships, increased self-respect, and overall sense of well-being. So myself, I have been trying to figure out, just taking the time to say, what are the boundaries that I have? What do I need from myself and what do I need from others to be good? And I'm pretty sure you can probably hear the rain is storming today. So I do apologize for the rain in the background, but maybe it's soothing. Not too sure. But yes, yeah, setting boundaries, that includes your family members, like I've said. That includes your spouse, if you have one. That includes the people that you are dating, if you don't have like an actual significant other. That includes your coworkers, your manager, your employers, and even your kids. Like I have to, like that is my main, one of my main stresses right now is that I've been needing to find boundaries and set these boundaries with my children, because that's where majority of my stress comes from, because I'm their main caregiver. So when I need my time to myself, when it's mom time, they're hooping and hollering about they don't want to go somewhere. No, you got to go. You have to go. I have to set those boundaries that mom needs space to be able to do what she needs to do. And for her to be able to function and regulate throughout the day. And you guys will be okay without me for a little while. So those things I have been trying to work on, especially with my kids. And especially with my youngest Roman, he has sensory processing disorder. So it's kind of hard for him to understand boundaries, but I'm trying my hardest to like break it down and simplify it even more, because he is hard at giving people their personal space. He's in someone's space. He doesn't understand he's hurting someone's feelings. And I know that like overall, I don't think he's trying to do that, but because he's not understanding, and I really feel like maybe he is autistic or on the spectrum. I'm not too sure yet. I'm hoping that we can get him tested, but we do know that he does have sensory processing disorder and ADHD. So those things, trying to work on boundaries with a kid that has, you know, their own things that's going on with them. I don't want to really say like issues, because it's just who he is. And then like just trying to teach him like, hey, you can't be in that person's space. You can't be, I know you want to hang out with that person or you want to be up under them, but you can't, you have to get them space. And if mommy is hurt because you have hurt my feelings, I say, hey, Roman, you have hurt my feelings. Sometimes he looks at me like, okay, but I know he is understanding after a while, trying to get him to like, to understand that, especially in the world where he's in school and he's in somebody else's personal space at class, it can be a struggle for him. So just working on setting boundaries with everyone, teaching everyone in the household how to set boundaries within themselves. And for instance, with my other son, Karan, he has the mood regulation dysregulation disorder. I may have just messed that all up. I do apologize. But he has where his mood needs to be regulated. He's very short-tempered. And sometimes I have to let him know, like, hey, if somebody's pushing your boundaries or pushing your buttons, let me know. Or if I'm doing that, let me know beforehand, before you, you know, quote unquote, blow up. That will help the situation to diffuse it from turning into a bigger matter. That was one of the things that I had to learn from his therapist. She's really helped me with learning about like setting boundaries with parenting, but also being able to relate the information she gives me to my regular life, like setting boundaries with other people, setting boundaries with their father, setting boundaries with anybody, and letting go of some of control that of things that I can't control that are out of my control, and stop stressing over those things. And so the challenges of setting boundaries, it's not always easy. Like I said, like it's a work in progress, and it's okay for it to be a work in progress. As long as you're putting yourself forward to, hey, I don't like that. Can we please not do that again? It can be challenging to speak up for ourselves, because then we feel guilty about maybe we're hurting that person's feelings. We want to stick to our boundaries, and especially when we feel guilty and afraid of the conflict. And me personally, I really don't like conflict, so I just shut down, and I know that's not the proper way to do that. So that's one thing that I'm also working on, is when right there is a moment where I should set that boundary. If I'm shutting down from a conflict that I don't want to have, that right there should be a sign like, okay, Courtney, set that boundary right there. Hey, I really didn't feel that it needed to be said that way, or I really didn't think you heard me when I said what I said, or whatever the case may be, if this is a conversation with anybody. But just avoiding that, like, we like to avoid conflict. I really like to avoid conflict with anybody. But however, it is important to remember that setting boundaries is a form of self-care. You know, that is the sprinkle word of our podcast, is self-care. And it's okay to put your own needs first. Okay? So how do we set and enforce these boundaries? First, importantly, to identify our own needs and limits. So we need to sit down, take a moment to say, okay, what do I want to tolerate? What do I don't want to tolerate? What do I want from this person, or what do I want from this situation, and what do I don't want? So making that, you know, a thing that you need to evaluate first, because we can't expect others to respect our boundaries if we don't even know what our boundaries are ourselves. And I feel like I've picked up on that from interactions with other people, where if I haven't set the boundary with them, they don't know how I want to be treated until I tell them how I want to be treated. And that's what I've been doing. I feel like lately, like I said, now that I'm in my 30s, there's something about your 30s that you look back on your 20s and you're like, dang, that, I could have handled that better situation. I could have handled that better in that situation. Or maybe the choices that I made could have changed how I am now, but we just live and we learn. But I just know that in my 30s, I'm knowing that I want to definitely be in my self-confidence, self-awareness of how others are treating me, and evaluating. Because I feel like I talk to myself enough to say, what's going on here? Let's evaluate the situation. Is it a good situation, or is it not a good situation? And I just need to implement it. It's all good when you're, you know, talking about it. And yeah, this is what I want to do. This is my boundary. Da, da, da. But if you're not enforcing it, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter. So we need to communicate our boundaries clearly and assertively. And it can be helpful when you use I statements, as far as like, I feel comfortable when, or I need, instead of saying you first. Because when you say you, I don't know if that triggers the other person to feel like they're being attacked. It's important to follow through and enforce our boundaries, even if it's uncomfortable or challenging. So like I said, what you want to do is identify your boundaries, communicate your boundaries with that person or to whoever it is. Stick to your boundaries. That is the most important thing. You need to stick to those boundaries. If you need to write these new boundaries down, write them down in your journal. Put them in your voice memos, in your phone, whatever you need to do. And then practice the self-care, because you're prioritizing yourself, which that makes it a better process for you. Some activities for your self-care could be the meditation, could be exercise, or spending time with loved ones, and also just spending time with yourself. Learning how to spend time with yourself is great. Okay, I try to say I do it all the time when I don't have my kids, so I feel like that is one thing that needs to be done. Spend time with yourself, love yourself, figure out what you like. And when you separate yourself from others, you get to realize like what you like to do, what you don't like to do, what you want to do, or what you're going to put up with, or any of those kind of things. And if you feel like it's still challenging, then I would suggest seeking support. That's why I had support with Karan's therapist, because we was bumping heads. He's a strong-willed child, and I'm trying to be the parent, and we're just bumping heads. And when I got to therapy with his therapist, it made things much better. I know how to not blow up, because when I blow up, he's gonna go times 10. So that doesn't do anything. So just kind of like setting that boundary, like if you're going to disrespect me, okay, I'm going to walk away. And when you feel like, or when you're ready to talk to me and apologize or whatever the case may be, then we can talk. But we're not going to be doing this back and forth type of thing. So the benefits of a healthy boundary, or having healthy boundaries, is that we set and enforce our boundaries that can create fulfilling relationships, but both within ourselves and others. It can increase self-awareness, self-respect, and improve your overall well-being. I just feel like once you start to set those boundaries, I feel like people start to say, dang, let me, okay, she's about her business. Let me respect her. Let me put some respect on her name, right? So that right there, and then you yourself will feel more confident in yourself when, even if you are having to say something, that the honest truth to someone about a situation, it might not end up how you really want it to end up, but at least you was true to yourself. And that's how I feel that setting boundaries is very important, especially when you know you are, like I said, like if you feel like you are a people pleaser, or you feel like you don't even know what boundaries, if you even have boundaries that are set, I feel like you need to set those. Set those boundaries. Because we cannot be letting anybody keep doing us dirty. No, we can't. Mm-mm. I don't care if it's my kids or not. You're not going to talk to me like you crazy. So my takeaway on this episode of Setting Boundaries is that it is important for our mental health, that it may be challenging at times, but at the end, it is well worth it. I encourage you all to take some time, like I said, to think about your own boundaries and your own needs, and start communicating them clearly and assertively, and prioritize your own happiness. That is the main thing. Prioritize your own happiness. Because I feel like if you don't prioritize setting those boundaries and, you know, communicating them with others, I feel like you're going to start resenting the situation or resenting people, and then kind of being upset with your inner self because you let that slide. You let that be okay. Like, we can't keep doing that. So I just want to say thank you for listening to today's episode, Setting Boundaries. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channels wherever you listen to it, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or if you watch the visuals on YouTube. So now the visuals on YouTube, they will be on Tuesdays, and the audio is on Sundays. So make sure that you leave a review for the podcast. Either hit the ratings or leave me a comment. Let me know what you're thinking, how you think the podcast is going so far. If there's anything that you would like for me to discuss, let me know in the review. Like I said before, it is very important to leave a review, especially for a new podcast, because you want other people, if you like it, you want other people to be able to find it. Because it is kind of hard to find new podcasts. And just spread the support. Share it with one of your homegirls. Share it with your besties. Share it with anybody that you feel like can learn from this podcast. And I want to talk to you guys. So let's keep the conversation going on the socials. So on Instagram, on the first post for this episode 9. Is this episode 9? No, this is episode 10. Sorry. What is one boundary you've set or want to set in your life to improve your mental health? in your overall well-being, what is that one boundary that you feel like you need to set for yourself so that you can set yourself up for a better future? And so you can find us on Instagram, Occasionally Social Podcast, TikTok, The Occasionally Social Pod, and on YouTube, The Occasionally Social Podcast. And so make sure if you want to see the visuals, those usually come out on Tuesdays, and head over to the channel and subscribe. Leave a comment, leave a like. Just show your girl some love. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. It's free. So yeah. So until next time, bye. As a millennial, I have to stop. I have to stop this. It's addicting.